Action taken in executive session. At this time, we're going to have our open activities. I'm going to ask Mr. T if he wants to give us or do the invocation. Ms. Clark's central guys, if y'all want to work your way on up here to do the pledge, and then we'll go from there. So if y'all would stand with us. Tongue tied.
Let us pray. Dear Father, we just thank you so much for our many blessings, Lord. Just ask that you continue to bless this school district, Lord. We thank you for all these students and the staff here, Lord. Ask that as we go through this meeting, we'll continue to make decisions that please you and are going to be the best decision for the community. Just ask that you watch over us and guide us and direct us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, the first spotlight we're going to have is MISD maintenance staff. Of course, you get.
I do. Mr. Chairman, thank you, board members, and guests. We want to highlight, we'll bring them in first. Don't want to say good things about them when they can't hear.
Come on, guys. They're reluctant. They're coming.
Folks, we want to highlight our maintenance employees tonight. You don't realize what it takes to run a district this size. I mean, these men are out at all times of day and night, literally. When they get a call, somebody's got to go fix the water leak, or somebody's got to go address the fire alarm, or somebody's got to fix up. Or you know what? Sometimes I saw one Saturday was working an event, and a lady had a flat tire, and he was fixing her tire. And we do things like that. We put up fences at times when other people make mistakes. Sometimes they fix them. They have to fix them. But this group, and I'm gonna let you got their director this year is Mr. Clark. He's replacing Mr. Templin. Mr. Templin's over all of our new buildings now. He's overseeing and watching after our dollars. He's our middleman between the builder and us. And so Mr. Clark's taking over the day-to-day operations. That's how I feel a lot too, young man. Tell him. And so I'm gonna ask Mr. Clark to just brag on themselves a little bit, because we have a full-time. We could build a house. We literally could build a house with our inside people. You see the baseball field. That's in most places they do that, and it's at several $1 million. And we're doing it in-house for pennies on the dollar. All kind of things like that. So we had a presentation the other night. We had a board training. It's amazing what all they do. So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Clark, let him brag on his crew a little bit. How many acres do we mow?
It was around 75.
Was
mowed and weed eated. That's besides.
So we'll be mowing and weed eating well over 100 acres. I always have the philosophy that most people that visit our campuses, they visit with their eyes as they go by. And if we don't have a good-looking campus and good-looking facilities, people think we're not doing a good job with kids. But if we look like we have pride, then we do. So we keep them running. So I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead.
So I just want to introduce these guys real fast and tell you kind of what they do for us in the maintenance department. I can't brag on these guys enough. I've been in the department now 2 years, and I feel like we get better every day as a maintenance team in the maintenance department. I've never seen a group of guys that work so well together and are always willing to help each other. It doesn't matter if you're part of our air conditioner crew, to the lawn crew, to the paint crew, to the plumbers, electricians, whatever. We've got a problem. One of these guys will step in and fill that shoe that is that's kicked off. So first of all, I'm going to start over here. We got Will. He's on our grounds crew, but him and Mark, they make the things go around at the school district as far as moving furniture. They anything that you need moved, put together. Day-to-day operation stuff. Mark's our ground supervisor. He's in charge of all of our grounds, which was Mason and Schuyler. They take care of the high school and the junior high. And we got two guys. That's all they do is mow and weed eat over there. And then anytime we need them, they step in and fill the shoes of Mark and Will as far as moving stuff, getting set up for events. You guys wouldn't believe how many events that we have on a daily basis in Maybank ISD. And these two guys are the ones that make it go around. Like I say, Mason right here and Schuyler, they take care of the high school and the junior high. We have Mr. Brad Truel. Brad's kind of our all-around guy. He'll work on air conditioners. He'll work on metal buildings. He'll do roof leaks. He'll do ceiling tiles. Whatever you name it, Brad's just, he'll jump in and fill that void. The next person in line we have here is Mr. Ronnie Dyer. He is our door and lock guy. He does also everything, whatever. If you need a key, that's the man. He's also a carpenter. He does, he's one of those guys, whenever you want to hang drywall, you want to hang FRP, he'll jump right in there and get after it as well. The next important man here, Leroy, Paris Nelson. Paris is our painter / Brad's right-hand man or whatever. What was it, 168 gallons of paint this year spread throughout our throughout our entire campus is what Mr. Leroy put down this summer and still doing it today. It slows up a little bit during the school year because it's hard to paint inside of classrooms when you got kids inside there. But he's also doing all of our sheetrock. He helps put up metal buildings, whatever. Next guy in line here is Troy Hunt. He's a plumber / AC / appliance guy. He has really stepped up these last couple of weeks or the last couple of months, filling some voids with some shortages we have in the kitchen equipment department. We're probably one of the only school districts around that work on our own kitchen equipment. A lot of times that stuff's farmed out. Next guy in line here is Mr. Jimmy Whitney. He's our lead electrician. And anything that you need to wire, Jimmy is the man. He also does, he kind of steps in where everything else is. Him and Jake, where's Jake? Jake's kind of his apprentice, but they did all of our new lots in the east end of our junior high remodel. And moving forward, the six classroom addition at the same time, or the six classrooms that we're remodeling at the junior high, those guys are also going to install the lights and do all those things in-house. So Jimmy's a very important asset to us. The next two gentlemen we have here, Mr. Billy Johnson and CJ, they are our two HVAC techs. And I'm telling you what, in the summertime, it's air conditioners, and there's lots of them. There's roughly 1,800 filters in this school district, and those two guys are the ones that keep those air conditioners running, the heaters running, and we couldn't do it without them. Our next man here in line is Mr. George Long. He is our events coordinator, and he's been here a long time, and he pretty much, when somebody needs something moved or something done, they always tend to call George. And George, how long have you been with us?
Since
1999, and still working hard for us. We talked about Schuyler, we talked about Mark, talked about Jake. Next one in line here, Kenny, you want to introduce yourself? He said he was going to be embarrassed tonight. Kenneth Waters, he's our He's also another one of our plumbers. I don't think we understand how much our plumbers do. There's always something getting flushed down the toilet. There's always a backup. There's always a toilet leaking. There is something always going on in that department. But I can't say, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, these guys work hard for the school district, for our taxpayer money, like, and they try to get every ounce and save what we can for this community. And they really do a fabulous job. So.
I'll tell you the one thing that I've never heard from this group. You hear a lot of places where you work, well, that's not my job. This group, it's not my job, because Steve, several years ago, put it in everybody's mind, everything's your job. If it needs done, it's all hands on deck. And that's why everybody's cross-trained. How many locks we have in the district?
Thousands.
Did you hear him say we changed 1,600 filters? 1,600 filters, mow over 100 acres now that we have it, and it looks like that.
You think about how many times we go through a door a day. Every closure that's on this door is going to go bad at some point. And when the weather changes, those closures change. They either go slower or faster. We got one guy that got it.
One more time.
Picture, you want? Okay, thank you guys. Go get a little
sleep. Who's first in tomorrow? Who's checking in? Somebody
said
Johnson.
Johnson.
He opens
the door for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right, now we'll do the superintendent's scholar students. We're going to start with the ones that led us in the pledge, Central Elementary.
All right. I have three of our best right here, so I'll start with our third grader, Miss Marina Garola from Miss Morris's class. Miss Morris says, Marina is an exceptional student who truly exemplifies the qualities of a superintendent's star student. She consistently demonstrates kindness, integrity, and strong leadership both inside and outside the classroom. Marina takes initiative in her learning and in helping others, showing great responsibility and maturity well beyond her years. She approaches every task with a positive attitude and a genuine desire to do her best, inspiring those around her to do the same. Her peers and teachers alike appreciate her helpful nature, respectful demeanor, and her ability to bring a smile to everyone's face. Marina's dedication, compassion, and commitment to excellence make her a remarkable role model and a valued member of our school community. Miss Marina Garola.
I'm here to
all right. And next we have Miss Andrea Hernandez from Miss Wetstein's class. Miss Wetstein says, Andrea is a shining star in our class each day. She comes to school every day with a big smile and a positive attitude, ready to learn and do her best. Andrea works hard on every assignment and always tries new things, even when they're a little tricky. She is kind to everyone, helps her classmates, and shows great respect for her teacher. Andrea's creativity, curiosity, and caring heart make our classroom a happier place. Her quiet, soft spirit is amazing to be around. She is extremely thoughtful of others and shows all of the attributes of a superstar student. We are so proud of her and all the wonderful things she does each day. Andrea Hernandez. And last but certainly not least is our fourth grader, Miss Ellie Wainwright from Miss Turner's class. Miss Turner said, Ellie embodies the perfect balance of academic excellence and compassionate leadership, inspiring those around her with both her intellect and her kindness. Her integrity and ability to see the best in others make her a light of positivity and strength in our school community. With a heart of gold, she leads by example, showing us that true success is not just an achievement, but in how we uplift others along the way. Ellie is a reminder of the kind person we all strive to be, smart, kind, and driven by a genuine desire to make the world better. Miss Ellie Wainwright.
Thank you, Miss
Dean. You too.
One more time, Central Elementary. Southside, where are you?
Southside Kid Helping.
Come on. And any parents want to take pictures, come on up. Come on up. Picture and a video. Come on. Hold on. Where's our third? Come on. All right.
All right, I'm going to start with our second grader, Charlotte Wilkins, in Ms. Martel's class. Charlotte is an absolute joy to have in class. She radiates positivity and kindness, treating others with gentleness and compassion. Her work is always completed with thought and effort, showing her strong dedication to learning. Charlotte sets a wonderful example for her peers and embodies what it means to be a model student at Southside. She truly shines bright. Fourth grader, Alberto Ortiz, in Ms. May's class. Alberto is a hardworking and focused student who always gives his best effort in everything he does. He listens carefully, follows directions, and takes pride in completing his work with care and excellence. Alberto treats teachers and classmates with kindness and respect, setting a positive example for everyone around him. He truly demonstrates what it means to shine in Southside every single day.
All right, Lakeview, come on. Where are my stars? There's one star. There's another star. Come on. There's the third star. Ooh, we got some big ones tonight. Come on. All right, what you got, Ms. McAllister?
We can start right here. This is Brooklyn.
Parents, come on up. They're here, okay.
She is a fourth grader at Lakeview, and it says that she is the perfect example of what true leadership looks like. She may not be the loudest voice in the room, but her actions speak volumes every single day. She leads through kindness, responsibility, and through the quiet confidence of someone who simply does the right thing, even when no one is watching. Her heart is one of her greatest strengths. She is thoughtful, caring, and supportive, always noticing when others need help and bringing calm and kindness to our classroom. She leads through the way she learns. She stays focused, working hard, and pushing herself to do her best. She sets high expectations for herself simply because that's just who she is. And her determination inspires everyone around her. So congratulations. All right. And then next we have our second grader. This is Eric Noe. His teacher says that he embodies the very best of our school community. His work ethic shines through every assignment, but what truly sets him apart is his kindness and respect that he shows to others. He builds and uplifts others, peers, and staffs. His leadership inspires those around him to strive for excellence. We love having Eric as part of our classroom community. So congratulations. And then last, we have our cute little pre-K-er. This is Mackenzie Nixon. Her teacher says that she is a true leader in the classroom. She is also a wonderful friend to everyone. If another student needs any help, she's the first one to volunteer and try to help them. Her teachers also noticed her approach students on the playground that might seem a little shy, even if they're in the other pre-K class, and she walks up and asks if they want to play. She works hard academically and shows great character traits to everyone that she interacts with daily. We are so thankful she is in our classroom. So,
thank you.
tonight's from the intermediate campus. Come on, intermediate folks, and then moms and dads that want to take pictures, come on up. They do grow up, don't they? All right, intermediate, here we go.
We're going to start with King Martinez. King is an exceptional student. King Martinez. King is an exceptional student who consistently demonstrates dependability, respect, and quiet leadership. He is polite, thoughtful, and carries himself with maturity well beyond his years. King's hard work shows in his academic growth. He has earned mastery in all of his RLA skills through focus, determination, and strong commitment to learning. Though he may be soft-spoken, King leads through his actions. He helps his classmates without being asked, follows directions the first time, and takes initiative in a way that sets a positive example for everyone around him. He arrives prepared, participates actively, and maintains a positive attitude that truly elevates the classroom environment. King can always be counted on to do what is right, even when no one is watching. His kindness, consistency, and bright smile make him a joy to have on campus. He continues to exceed expectations and is a wonderful representation of what it means to be a model MIS family. Brinley Ramon. Brinley is an exceptional student whose dedication and strong work ethic shines in everything she does. She approaches every assignment with care and purpose, often checking her work multiple times to make sure she is thorough, thoughtful, and accurate. Brinley pairs her academic diligence with kindness, self-discipline, and a deep sense of responsibility. She consistently shows respect for her peers, teachers, and the learning environment, and her positive attitude inspires those around her each day. Her combination of hard work, integrity, and kindness makes her an outstanding choice for Superintendent Star Student of the Month. Nicole Wilde. Nicole is a hardworking and incredibly talented student who continues to make impressive progress on her trombone each day. She is respectful, kind, and a steady positive influence on her classmates, both academically and behaviorally. Nicole's approach to two challenges with patience and maturity, and she is has a natural ability to turn difficult situations into meaningful learning opportunities. She is dedicated to mastering new skills, supports her peers with genuine kindness, and often steps in to help classmates better understand class concepts. Nicole brings a bright smile each day, has excellent attendance, and has shown tremendous academic and personal growth this year. She is truly an outstanding student and a wonderful example to others. Nicole. All right. Brian Mejia Mendez. Brian is a remarkable student who leads with kindness, determination, and genuine heart for others. He gives his best effort in everything he does and consistently goes above and beyond to support classmates and teachers. One of the things that makes Brian stand out is his willingness to help other students, especially those who have a language barrier. His patience and empathy have helped create a more inclusive and welcoming classroom environment for everyone. Brian's strong work ethic, compassion, and leadership make him an exceptional representative of MIS Panthers. He is truly deserving of the Superintendent Star Student of the Month honor.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, she's here. All right, we have one more. Get up, folks.
No worries, sister. All right, this is Jolette Sanchez. She's a kindergartner in Miss Webb's class. She consistently follows classroom rules and always shows kindness to her classmates. She approaches every day with a positive attitude and a big heart, giving her best effort in everything she does. Whether she's completing her classroom work or helping her friend, her actions reflect the Southside spirit of respect, effort, and care. She is a shining star at M. Kindergarten.
Varsity boys and girls cross country teams.
Follow on the five. You're going with her.
We're running cross country. They just can't run in this room. I was like, go with it.
Look, straight line. We're going to get out of here. Going around.
All right, I'm going to introduce Coach Carrington. She wore several different hats this year, but she is the head cross country coach, so I'll let her kind of take it from there. We're glad that she's doing that and back to doing that again, right? Yeah. And for all the different hats she got to wear this year, but we'll let her take it from there.
I just want to say thank you for having us tonight, and thank you for honoring these young men and women. They practice at 6 o'clock every morning, and if they don't show up, they don't get to run, so they know they better show up. And so I'm extremely proud of them. I was disappointed I didn't get to finish the season with them, and Coach Rich couldn't be here to kind of talk about the finish. But we're here because they are regional qualifiers, so we're very proud of them. And our district's pretty challenging. It's just like all the others, Canton, Lindale, Van, very similar, so very proud of them.
Full boys team, full girls team.
Yes, advanced regionals.
To regionals.
Yes. Yeah. Would you like me?
She was asking if you were going to name the kids.
I sure will. Morgan Turner, Eli Slack, Daniel Banks, Carter Gistel, Izzy Wainapaw, Karime Rodriguez, Mia Rivero, and June Guerrero. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank
you. True dedication right there. Get up and run.
Yes, sir. Back at it.
Ms. Carter, anybody sign up for public comment?
No.
All right. Next, we'll move on to number six, consent agenda items. A, October 27th, 2025, regular board meeting minutes. B, monthly financial report. C, cash register report. D, cash position report. And E, tax collection report. Mr. Hyde? Yeah, we'll let us do you there.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the board, this is the time of year where typically majority of our state funding comes in, so we're running usually pretty balanced to this point, and property taxes start picking up and scaling up through February, March. So not a whole lot of change with the board financials. One thing I do want to point out, something specific I hadn't thus far with our monthly check register. You're going to see a few new items that are going to be pretty big ticket items that have started coming in this past year from things like Labatt Food Services, Oak Dairy Farms, Clement Distribution, HLR Beef, Gold Star Foods. Those are all related to our food services going in-house this year. So you will see those pretty regularly come through as we order monthly and weekly. You'll also see Maybank Food Services on that report, because anytime we're doing in-house catering, that's going directly back into our food service and doing a fantastic job with that. As far as our cash position report, we're still holding strong, right at about $141 million overall, sitting at over 6 months in general fund, just shy of 6 months in food service, and well over 6 months in debt service. So everything's running really well in that regard. Do want to point out on our tax collection report is not available at this time. Our tax assessor collector's office had an issue with their bank, which delayed one of our distributions by a couple of weeks. And so the report has also been delayed by a couple of weeks. So that'll be updated on our next reporting cycle. But I've been assured that we fully expect to receive that deposit here this week. So everything's tracking very well across all our financials.
All right. Thank you, sir. F, monthly donation report. One is Communications Director and NEF Executive Director Tanya Chetman to discuss and present grant donation. Ms. Chetman.
Thanks. Good evening, everybody. Everyone else. So thanks for the opportunity to come up and do my annual State of the Foundation report. And to get a blessing from you guys for the donation we'd like to make to the district this year. It's been about a year since I've been here, and I had a couple of things I'd really like to share, because we had a really good year this year, and implemented some things I'd love to share. I'll do it quickly. First, one of the things that we agreed to do this year as a foundation is to give up to $20,000 to Mr. Tracy's Aid to Teacher program, where we're trying to grow our own teachers and get them in here, get them educated, get them certified, get them in the classroom. So that one was a really big one for us this year. We also increased the grant funding this year, so individuals can request up to 5,000, teams up to 10,000, and a campus can ask for up to 15,000. This year we had 61,000. We had 61 grants applications turned in this year. They may not all make the cut, but we at least had 61 apply, and that was a great number for us. We did lower our employee giving campaign funds, so the highest was 15. We lowered that down to 10, so they can either enter in at 5 or 10, and we are happy to say it doesn't look like it dropped a thing. It looks like it's very active and is doing very well. I think we've even raised our monthly giving from employees. They are still, our staff, our district employees, are still the biggest contributor to the Education Foundation of anyone else. So very thankful for them. We added to our of the year award system. We usually give $100 gift card to Teachers of the Year. This year we are adding Paraprofessionals of the Year and also our auxiliary employees, so they'll all get $100 gift cards. If our Teacher of the Year advances to district or even regional, they'll get an additional stipend. Plan to implement a new teacher mini grant and shopping spree, take some of the new teachers and get them some new school supplies. And then we've also got supporting the Ed Foundation, where we give gift cards to those who wear their fancy MISDEF shirts on Foundation Tuesday. Finally, we implemented, or were kind of instrumental in helping implement or resurrect the Maybank Alumni Association. One of our board members, Amy Greenhall, is going to head up the Alumni Association. We're going to work with her, kind of a liaison between the school and the Alumni Association, and really try to build back up that Alumni Association and resurrect some pride amongst our alumni. So super excited about that as well. I think I had maybe nearly 200 people sign up for just our initial alumni. So that's been a good number for us. Finally, thank you for your support of us. And if you will so allow us, we'd like to offer up to no more, well, up to at least $55,000 in grants this year if we have that many apply. So, thank y'all.
All right, the second one, Clay Structures, Dennis Thomas. He donated a tailgater. Let's see, that's. Yeah, well, the 5,000, that's the number, right?
Yes.
That's not the model or anything. It's a $5,000 value, all-wheel drive forklift for maintenance and transportation. Is that right?
It's actually both. The model number is 5,000.
I knew the number was 5,000. That kind of confused me.
I would say that is a pretty conservative estimate. We looked at some comparable units online and didn't see anything of that quality for under $7,500 to $10,000. So this is a very generous donation.
Nice. All right. The third one is John Kendrick, a 1953 Model 861 Ford tractor for the CTE program. I guess that's for him to rebuild or something. Is that what you're going with? Nice. All right, and then the fourth one is Miller Tree Service. Brian Miller for $350 for new teacher November. Anything to add to that?
Yeah, that's the program that Harvey leads with our first and second year teachers, and he and his company, Miller Tree Service, bought the lunches for that. Very generous. We appreciate it.
Okay. And then I believe we had one,
yes,
added later. Do you want to talk about that? The tabletop commercial soft serve ice cream machine and mini snow cone maker.
Yes, sir.
CTE.
Another very generous donation of some ice cream machines. They're very nice, commercial quality, from Ms. Lori Thompson of Great American Package Store to our CTE program. And also, not on the list here, Mr. Roll and I were talking. We had a couple of sponsors of our gold card lunch lately. If you want to share that with them, but I didn't get on the list here.
Sure. I mean, those of you who've been around here a long time know that the gold card luncheon is a long tradition at the high school for students who have straight A's. And so been very grateful of the community to jump out and help. We'll have some others that we can list at some of the future board members or board meetings that donate later in the year. But Elder Dodge of Athens sponsored this latest one, and then the Grisham family of B&R not only did they host it and opened it on their day off so they could house our numbers, but they also sponsored one of the lunches. So wanted to recognize them as well.
Good to have a supporting district around us.
It was a total of about 165, so it's a pretty big group of kiddos.
All right, G, budget amendments?
None.
All right. H, property tax resales? I, out-of-state trips, looks like we have one, the junior high EF trip to New York City and Washington, D.C., June 8th through the 12th of 2026.
This is like the ones we've had in the past where they get it together. It's not actually a school trip, but we do support it because they do fundraising during school year, and we do take them to the airport to get them, so we want it to be
know about it and you approve it, please.
All right.
Mr. President. Move to approve with
accepting the district. All right. Motion, Mr. Conn.
Second,
Mr. Teague. Any further questions or comments about any of these? All in favor, please raise your right hand. Carries unanimously. All right. 7, discussion action items. The TASB, let's see, A is discuss and review TASB policy update 126 affecting the following local policies. This is a first reading with no action at this time. I'm just going to ask if y'all would review those policies and check for the updates, and next month we will read through each one of them when we have to vote on them. There's a whole bunch of them. So if you would do that. All right. B, consider approval of the official ballot and resolution of Henderson County Appraisal District Board of Directors. Dr. Marshall.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Mr. President, members of the board, this is a typically a multi-year nomination and vote we do. And if you'll recall, last year we had nominated and voted and appointed Adam Davis as our representative to the County Appraisal District. With the some of the new legislation requiring staggering terms and added elected positions to the board, they have had their members only serve a one-year, or some of their members serve a one-year term, and some of their members serve a three-year term until they fully go into this. The appraisal district or the chief appraiser is going to be recommending to their board to reappoint Adam Davis and two other individuals to three-year terms, and then we have two individuals that are up for one-year terms this time. So these two individuals are represented by Malakoff, or representing Malakoff ISD and Athens ISD, so I think they share the interests of Maybank ISD. And those two individuals are Larry Massengale and Charles Tidmore. So at this time, we would recommend casting Maybank ISD's votes for those individuals.
All right, thank you, sir.
Mr. President.
Mr. T.
I move to approve the resolution and ballot electing the following candidates, Larry Massengale and Charles Tidmore, for the Henderson County Appraisal District Board of Directors as presented.
All right, we have a motion, Mr. T. Second, Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. C, consider approval of Kaufman County tax assessor collector submission of the calculated 2025 tax levy in the amount of $26,934,744.07. We ain't gonna get those last two pennies now. We don't have pennies anymore.
Not a penny more. Round it down.
No, we can round it.
Round it up. Yeah. No, we always want to.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. This is truly a formality. The tax code requires that each entity governing body vote on the tax assessor collector's calculated levy each year, but this continuously changes, and really, if we don't do it, they still pass it and collect it. So it is a formality. We want to make sure that we comply with the law, and so we do have a snapshot here as is how it was originally calculated on October 1st. Recommend approval.
All right, thank you.
Mr. President.
Connor.
Move to approve Kaufman County Tax Assessor Collector's submission of the 2025 tax levy totaling $26,934,744.07.
All right, motion, Mr. Connor.
Second.
Mr. Parker.
I got him. I got him. Hey,
he's way down there. I don't believe it. He's way down there.
All right. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. All right, D, review and possible action to determine whether the district's budget can support purchasing buses equipped with a 3-point seat belts as required by Texas Transportation Code Section 547.701. Dr. Marshall?
Yes, this year the legislature put that in, and they want to see if districts have a budget that will allow this. All of our new buses since when, Randy, have come?
Since 2018.
Since 2018 have come with it. To retrofit this would be over $40,000 a bus. You're depending on the size of the bus, and we have several that would need it in our budget. You know, we already are tight on the budget, trying to keep a balanced budget, and it would not support it at this time. But again, we're committed. We've turned over 3 or 4 buses this last year, and we're continuing to order them. And each new one, so as we get in, we'll have this equipped. And this is a really high ticket item to retrofit a bus. And at this time, our budget would not support it. That would be my recommendation.
Okay. So. Mr. President.
Mr. T.
I move that we've determined that the district's budget cannot support purchasing buses equipped with 3-point seat belts or retrofitting them as required by the Texas Transportation Code.
Second. We have a motion, Mr. Teague. Second, Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments about this?
Make it clear, though, in the minutes that all new buses will be ordered with it in.
You said since 2018?
Since 2018, yes, sir.
So that'll be 30 buses or so anyhow, huh? What's he laughing about? We got 8 of them last year, didn't we? Or 8 of them this year? Yeah, I know, I like poking at him, get him to talk.
We got 8 in the last 2 years, 3 before that, and then through COVID it was 2 and 2 and 2 and 2. So, it's tough. It's going to take a lot to get it done, but they passed the legislation because of that wreck they had down in Bastrop where that school bus got hit by that cement truck. The bus that got hit was not equipped with seat belts, and only one child perished in that wreck. And then this is where this law came out of.
But a bus is still the safest thing you can be on.
The school bus is the safest vehicle on the road by the way it's designed. And so they put the clamp on us now with this. This is going to be pretty tough. So.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. All right. Yeah. E, consider approval of memorandum of understanding 3 between MISD and the following clinics from Maybank High School, Career and Technical Education, Health Science Certified Clinical Medical Assistant, CCMA Clinicals. Cedar Creek Clinic, East Texas Community Clinic Incorporated, Tri-County Family Medical. Where's the middle of that? East Texas Community Clinic.
The East Texas Community Clinic?
Is that what that is? Isn't that the one that shifts on the board down in Gunbar? Yeah. It's very near. So
I was going to say, I thought that was the one that was on the list. Oh, okay.
All right. What else, please?
What else, please?
Mr. Connor?
Move to approve the memorandum of understanding.
All right. Motion, Mr. Connor?
Second.
Second, Mr. Parker. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Carries unanimously. That was a tongue twister. F, consider approval of affiliation agreement between Texas Health, Presbyterian Kaufman, and Maybank High School.
The only difference is the other one's MOU. This is an affiliation agreement. I think it's just perfect.
And we actually didn't use them for a while because they were requiring some things that we couldn't really do. And so we're just glad to be able to go back into the hospitals again. It's going to kind of give our kids some advantage again.
You know how many kids take advantage of these clinics and this hospital thing?
Oh yeah, tons. We're maxed out every year. We have to cut it off.
So is it 30 or is it 60?
You're 15 to 20 per program. So Cassie's is kind of growing back up again now that we're going to get some partnerships and stuff in. We're probably sitting at about 45 because I know there's 15 CCMAs, 15 or so CNAs, and then you have Ms. Carter's program, which now we're certified and our equipment certified to do EKG in the house too. But we're sitting at somewhere around 45 kiddos probably, just in those three programs.
They get to do a lot of shadowing in the hospital that we were not able to do for a few years during COVID.
Yes. We're glad to have them back, so it's good for our kids.
Mr. President,
Mr. Teague,
I move we approve the CTE Education Affiliation Agreement between Texas Health Presbyterian Kaufman and Maybank High School.
Motion, Mr. Teague. Second, Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. G, consider approval of library material purchase list.
Again, Mr. President, members of the board, this is a list of books to be purchased by our high school librarians. There are lists on the curriculum page that have been posted for at least 30 days, and they're asking permission to purchase those. There were no questions or concerns sent to us about any of those books, and we're just asking for approval for purchase.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Move to approve the campus library book purchase list as presented.
All right, motion, Mr. Connor.
Second.
Second, Mr. T. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Carries unanimously. All right, hey, consider extending the superintendent contract from Jan. Do we need to skip this?
No.
For January to July 2026.
Mr. President, I move that we extend the superintendent's contract from January to July of 2026.
All right. Motion, Mr. T.
Second.
Second, Mr. Connor. I know I can say, for probably the board and the rest of them can probably say the same thing, we're grateful that you're here.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Been a lot of hard work the last couple of years, and it's showing off for sure. All right. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. All right. Then consider authorizing the superintendent to have hiring authority from January to July 2026.
As always, we will, if we do this, we'll bring you the list at the next board meeting.
Okay. Mr. T?
You did.
Mr. Connor is it?
Second.
Mr. T. Sorry. I'll just start the sound.
Hey, Brandon.
All right, we need to vote on this. Any further questions, comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. All right, moving to closing activities. A, construction project updates. There's some good looking men back there ready to give us some information. Come on up.
Good evening, everyone. If I can do this right. So first update we'll be doing is for the new elementary school, 3-4 center. So currently right now we are doing about a parking lot pour every week. We're planning on doing the next section. This section here is about 500 yards of concrete this week. We are about 85% complete with all the site utilities. We're working on grading the northeast side parking lot, this section right here. They are currently drilling the piers for the building. We're done with section C. We're working on section B. And then they're going to move into section A. After that, they have multiple drilling rigs right now, punching holes. And then they're currently digging the grade beams out for section C. That'll be our first section we plan on doing our underground plumbing and electrical and getting a slab poured.
When was these pictures taken?
This morning. So that's the update for the elementary school. For the high school, CTE edition. So area H, which is the section down here, they dug all the sections out for the grade beams. They're building the bottoms and the sides for them, and then we'll be doing rebar in those. That'll be the next section. We've poured areas J, which is the section in the middle, and they're currently wrapping the grade beams in vapor barrier and backfilling, and then we'll start our plumbing underground. Our electrical underground's completed. Area K, they've backfilled. Plumbing underground is 85% complete. And then area L, which is the storm shelter, we have poured that slab and are getting our material for our ICF, and we'll be starting that here shortly. Site utilities is complete on the outside, parking lot side of the building. We still have some utility work to do in the courtyard area, but we'll have to get to that when the grade beams have been backfilled and completed so we can access that area. That's it for the high school. And then the junior high, storm line is ongoing. We started out the creek with the 54-inch storm line. We've made it all the way up to the parking lot there, in between the ag and bus parking lot. We plan on getting that section finished. We'll get it backfilled and give the district access back to that, and then we'll start on the other side of the parking lot. So we're going to flip-flop to keep access open at all times. The Area D restroom addition, we had that slab poured. We were getting steel and block material in the next couple weeks. We'll start doing the structure for that restroom addition. And then the storm addition, Area H, the storm shelter, we got the gray beams poured last week. We are backfilling, wrapping in Tyvek, and then we'll, weather permitting, start slab pretty soon. Hopefully the rain doesn't hurt us too bad. But that's where we're at. Any questions, comments? Yeah, we're on schedule.
I mean, we thought we were going to do the little cross-section drive Thanksgiving week. Shirley said, no, let's do it the week early. Make sure all the parents know we're building here, right?
Got their attention.
Whether they wanted to or not.
Yeah.
Well, what did y'all run into? Anything good, bad, different?
Yeah, well, we're finding some underground lines. Yeah, we're finding a couple
there was
water.
One good one that ran into. Nobody knew it was around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So lines its way through there, but and that's the thing too. They're in touch with what we're doing. They know we've got animals to water, so they come off during the day, but every afternoon they get water back, so those animals are not going without water. And one needs it, they can bring a bucket to them, but that's what, another 2 or 3 days of that maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Definitely by the end of the week we'll have that back running. But you know, they get that and they do the temporary and they fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that line attach to the is it coming in behind the cafeteria?
Yeah, it's kind of done a gone this way and that way, and now it's kind of looping back around. And I think what it's doing is there's a shutoff valve over here around the other side of the cafeteria, and it feeds between the academy and the building, is where it's coming from.
It's easier to just cut it and fix it than just trying to figure out what it is, right?
Truth is, nobody knows. There's a lot of, it'd be a lot of digging up of existing concrete and everything else to try to locate the whole thing. We just fix it as we go. Try not to hit it as best we can.
60 years worth of different people putting their finger on.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's a good point. That's now we've got stuff that, you know, 50 years from now, we're documenting everything. Scott was bragging on Jackson the other day about how meticulous they are with their records and how many feet off the line and all that. So 30 years from now, when they come back to that, they're going to know because it's going to be documented. So we were talking about that actually Friday.
The elementary school, all that's going the way you...
Yeah, right on schedule.
Utilities and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They got everything back there now, the power and the sewer and the water?
There's no...
From the...
No, we're not tied into any of the city or Encore or anything yet. So Encore still has to... they have to build their line from the road back that way. They told us their intention was to do that next summer. So it's... We have... time, it's not going to slow us down, but that's what they told us their timelines are, and the city's been working with us with everything we've been needing. I haven't had any issues with them at all. We'll get the rest of their stuff tied in, and we're months away from needing that.
Architect, you just cheering
him on? I can update y'all. The intermediate school, we're issuing drawings this Thursday.
Okay.
We'll be having a GMP meeting probably late December, early January.
What will y'all schedule be like through the holidays? Do y'all take off for period? I know you do for the actual days, but I mean.
Yeah, it's we'll be open on Friday. If we can get subs there, it's kind of a discretionary thing. We're not in a like a critical we're not behind schedule right now. It's not like we're not making it mandatory. I know Jay likes to work, so he'll probably work on.
He's gonna take third, y'all, but that's enough. Right?
Yeah, well, he told the concrete guy today that he'd be open on Thursday if they'll show up, but no, we'll be open Friday, and then Christmas we'll be open the day after Christmas. But if we can get subs there, it's just kind of weird they're setting on Thursdays, you know, this year, that new year. So.
All right. Anything to add?
Well, we sure pleased the other night. We had the veterans program at an intermediate. Boy, that new parking lot was some kind of nice to have. Everybody there, and then our roads going out. It's really nice. Y'all doing a great job. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I guess the last thing is any questions or announcements? You got anything here, Dr. Marshall?
No, I need y'all to stay active though for one little deal.
Do we need to go close?
No, it's just a thing to see if y'all can help us with some volunteer work, not vision.
Oh, you guys got anything?
Sir.
You guys out there got anything? Everything running good?
Yeah, we're doing all right. I mean, the digger bucket's bigger than where the water lines were, so we were without water for 3 days. We're managing.
During the day, they don't get managed to take a drink out.
We can't even wash cars, nothing. I mean, I just have to walk around and go home.
Eric, please.
I will say Brookshire's donated 10 cases of water today for Ag Auto. An academy.
They did.
I'll try to get some over the transportation so they can wash the
car.
But they did. They gave us 10 cases today, so we had some more for kids.
Did you baptize Randy while you're over there?
I will need to do that.
I need it again.
And in their defense, I'm pretty sure the water line does this right across where they're putting the drainage. So I don't think it's quite their fault.
Yeah.
It's going to rain later in the week.
Yeah.
Put some catches out there.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, appreciate you guys coming, giving us an update. We'll adjourn at 8:36.